This is FYI Brownsville, a weekly podcast by the Brownsville Herald. I'm Ryan Henry, the editor.
And I'm city reporter Kayla Contreras. Here joining us is Edgar Gaustin, chair of the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee for the city of Brownsville. How are you, Edgar?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
We're great. We decided to meet today at 7th and Park, which is a coffee shop with a bike shop component, because you're an avid bicyclist.
Yes.
Tell us, how did you get started?
I started about 3.5 years ago, and riding. So my girlfriend and I, we bought bikes and we started urban cycling, or okay. Urban bicycling. So what we had.
What's that mean? Just
what's urban
so
cycling?
So we just around the city.
Right? All
so
right.
No gear, no special shorts, nothing. Just t-shirt.
Just for the fun and getting
just
out.
Just for the fun of it, right? But we also have this thing going called, or we call it the No Car Weekend. So during the weekend, we committed ourselves not to use the car at all.
Really?
So wherever we had to go, we would use our bicycle.
What if it was raining?
We didn't go out, or we somehow found a way to get to our place.
Was it cheating to, like, if a friend picked you up and drove you somewhere? Was that cheating?
No, not necessarily, because our cars would always stay at home.
Always on your bike, just out of curiosity, do you even own a car? Because I always see you around town.
I do have a car, and my job requires me to have a car. I have to ride or drive to Wellesley County, to Raymondville, to visit clients. So, we're pushing the bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure, but, you know, there's some areas where, you know, you can't ride a bicycle, or there's some days, or for whatever reason, it's still really difficult to get around the city in a bicycle.
So at some point 3 years ago, you started riding your bike leisurely, recreationally, but it's become a big part of your life now. What are some of the benefits? Were you in good shape prior to that?
I was in pretty good shape,
yeah.
But I did notice that I lost some weight, not too much. I've always been slim, more or less, but I did lose some weight, but I feel great. And I ride my bicycle to work almost every day, and I do it. I look forward to it, because I just have so much energy in the morning, and I feel like more productive.
Well, we are going to talk about some of the projects and some of the work that's being done by your committee, with the city committee. But I am curious, how, if somebody's hearing this and they say, I want to do that, you got a tip for somebody that's going to try to start commuting to work every day?
Sure. First thing is get a bicycle. It doesn't have to be an expensive bicycle. And the other thing that really helps is to plan ahead. Okay, plan your route. Check the weather. Make sure you ride the route before you go. Make sure there's a place for you to leave your bicycle. Do you work in an office space? Do you work wherever you work? Make sure there's a safe place to ride to leave your bicycle.
And it sounds like carless weekends is a good way to sort of prep and get used to the idea of riding your bike different places. So that is interesting. Remind us the name of the committee that you're chairing.
It's the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee for the City of Brownsville.
It's an official committee. What does it do?
What we do is we advise the city on anything that has to do with the bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. And we also promote our bike and ped infrastructure to the general public or whoever wants information.
Who's in that committee?
There's 9 members in total, and each member represents a different district. The city, and so we have people who run, people who ride their bicycles, we have advocates, we have folks who are city employees, and we all advocate in our own way.
Well, because of the makeup, you're hearing cyclists and you're hearing runners, it almost sounds like people who like to work out, but the committee really is supposed to be representing even people that have to walk to the bus stops or they get around through public transportation,
that's,
right?
That's correct. So we hear a lot about bicycling in Brownsville, but we can't forget the pedestrians or the runners or the joggers or, you know. And we can't forget about sidewalks, for example. That's very important, and it's very important for them to have a safe place to walk from one place to the other.
So part of this effort with the committee is also just to be thinking in terms of pedestrians or people on bikes, alternative things, not just because I want to go out there and burn off a donut.
Correct. So we obviously we promote the use of bicycle for recreational purposes, but what we're also pushing is using the bicycle as a form of transportation. And I think during the last few years, the city has been really pushing that. We see more bike lanes, we see trails, we see other spaces where bicyclists feel safe and can go from one place to another without having to worry.
So obviously, if you want to increase the number of people that are using the bike to get around town, there's going to be some things that are going to have to go along with it. The infrastructure, which we've talked about even on previous podcasts, but also the education of how to do this safely.
That's correct, and it's very important for the bicyclist to remember the rules of the road. For example, it's essential that the person who's riding the bicycle should stop at every red light and stop sign, for example. We also, it's important for them to use hand signals whenever they're turning, make sure they ride with traffic, not against. That's a huge one.
And that's one that some people are initially uncomfortable with, because I've heard people say, if I'm going to hit by a car, I'd rather see it coming at me so I can jump out of the way.
But what is going to be the reaction time to that? You know, the car is coming fast, and by the time you realize and there's a sidewalk there, are you going to be able to move quickly? Probably not. So.
Here's what I've learned though. Here's what I've learned though, and it makes sense that you would work as a car, because if somebody stopped at a red light or a stop sign and they're looking to merge, they're looking at the flow of traffic and looking for that opening, and they're going to gun it and take it, whereas they might not be seeing you coming from the other direction.
Exactly.
And you do wind up finding scenarios in which you're putting yourself at risk.
Exactly. So the idea is to keep the flow of the vehicles moving. So this includes cars as well as bicycles. And the other important thing to remember is for people to put lights on their bicycle. A white light in the front and a red light in the back. And there's some really good lights, for example, that you can see during the daytime. And it doesn't hurt having that time.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Now they range anywhere from very affordable, like maybe $25, all the way up to hundreds of dollars for a light. But the affordable ones that you can get, they'll work just as well. But what you're talking about is also just the red lights on the back that blink, right?
And
that work during the day. You can have them on sort of like a strobe effect.
Yeah, just have them on, and I think it increases the safety of the person riding the bicycle. Also, you can wear a vest, for example. Reflective vest, that's always helpful during the day or at night.
Why, Edgar, if I'm a bicyclist, like, or a person on a bicycle, there's not one bicyclist, there's not one kind of person on a bicycle. There might be somebody that's training for an event or like bike racing or trying to get in health. There might be another who's trying to get to work or recreational, or there might even be children that are just going around town, you know, in the neighborhood, and they all come to it from different approaches. So somebody that really takes biking seriously, they might commit to these rules, but then they're also going to be labeled with the other people that don't even know the rules. But somebody who might be on the one end of the spectrum as a cyclist might think, I'm a pedestrian. Why do I have to stop at a red light? Isn't it safer for me to go through the red light like a walker?
Right.
You know, what's the committee's talk and discuss about how to educate the full spectrum of people out there on the road?
Yeah, exactly. And it, you mentioned the cyclists who are training and their goal, they go on the open road and they go fast. Usually they're not on the trails because it could be dangerous, right? So they need the open road, the open space. But even in the open roads and open spaces, you run into red lights.
And now you have to admit, they know the rules, but they don't want to slow down sometimes.
No.
Because of training.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
A no-no.
That's a no-no, exactly. And yeah, that's part of the training, and they want to keep the momentum going, and yeah, it's very difficult, but at the same time, I think it's important for them to remember to follow the rules of the road, and we believe that that's what's best for everybody.
And it's a good cause to sort of champion it and create that community and also goodwill with the motorists. At the end of the day, it's for everyone's safety.
Correct, and we also, there's the motorists also have a responsibility. We ask the motorists to be patient, for example, to slow down whenever they see a pedestrian or someone riding a bicycle. We also let them know that it's important for them to give us space, 3 feet, at least 3 feet or more.
Okay. From the side. So,
exactly.
So if you're passing, give them some clearance.
And with the increased use and the when we see more bicycle lanes around the city, it's important for the motorists to remember not to park on the bicycle lanes.
Now, is it wrong for a bike, a person on a bike, to be on a sidewalk?
The city, there's no ordinance against that. But we certainly don't encourage it at times, especially if there's a lot of pedestrians on the sidewalk. If it's a clear sidewalk, maybe. But for example, in the downtown area, it's difficult to be on the sidewalks. So what we encourage is for you to get on the lane, right? And then get the lane and get to wherever you have to. And we hope that the motorist respects that bicyclist and changes to the other lane, or just be patient.
Again, that's great reason why that light is so important.
Exactly.
On the bicycle.
Exactly.
You know, if you are going to, the more that you get onto a shoulder of a busy road or even out into a lane,
right,
or something like that. Do you recommend riding together?
Yes, it's always a good rule, for example, to ride as a group in turns. I believe I read a study where it says that when people are riding in the group, they're safer, right? And that's because obviously they're more visible to the motorist, right? So going back to riding on, whether to ride on the street or the sidewalk, but also if there's an option, we encourage people to check the trails in Brownsville. We have a number of trails and they get you from one point to the other. Let us not forget that this is part of a bigger plan that the city has of connecting the entire city with bicycle trails.
Right, and that's a project that's part of, we talked about it previously with Rose Gowan on one of our previous podcasts about the active plan and the hike and bike trails. And so what you're saying is ultimately the idea is to be giving pedestrians, whether they're running, walking, on a scooter, anything unmotorized.
Correct. Yes, and there is a number of people that I've talked to, including high school students. We talk to them and we tell them, hey, look, the city is thinking of building a trail here. And I asked them, did you know that at one point you're going to be able to go from the southmost area, for example, all the way to the north side of Brownsville or all the way to the west side? And people are excited about this. It's going to take a while. But we want to tell folks, we always tell folks to not to lose patience and to keep people motivated and surely continue advocacy so the city can continue building these trails.
So what are some ways that you might get ticketed as a cyclist though? Is there any? Is the police department out there trying to enforce rules with the cyclists?
Yes, if you're riding against traffic, the police can give you a ticket. If you run a red light, they can give you a ticket. Now, I don't know how much they're enforcing this right now. Okay, we certainly don't want to discourage people from not riding bicycles.
Just so, be smart.
Be smart. Exactly, right? So again, you're a vehicle and you have a responsibility to follow the rules of the road, and you must be aware that you can always, get a ticket if you break some of these.
But going back to even what got you started, if you get started bicycling and you do little and you grow on it, maybe a bikeless day out of the week or a weekend, or make it a recreational thing, you're saying it improved your health.
Yes.
And it saved you money.
Yes. Gas price. Gas prices are expensive right now.
Gas prices.
It's really expensive. And so, but not only that, I mean, the wear and tear of your car. Again, we, as a committee and as a person, I understand that this is not an option for everyone. So we're not saying that bicycles can replace cars immediately, right? So, but what we're saying is that you can leave your car once in a while and walk, ride your bike, or maybe use public transportation.
So I know that you had some you had a few points that you wanted to make before we wrapped up. We're getting really close to our time, and you wanted to get people involved. Like this committee that you're a part of, it's full of people who are passionate and caring about it. They're attending meetings and they're involved. But what can somebody that's listening today, what step can they take to also get involved?
One thing that we're very lucky to have here in Brownsville is bicycle-friendly, pedestrian-friendly, I should say, politicians, right? So we have the city, promoting and applying for grants to continue developing the bike ped infrastructure. But I always encourage people to attend city commission meetings, for example, make public comments in front of the city commission. Thank them for the work that they're doing. Sometimes we complain a lot, but when we see a protected bike lane or a trail that's finished, sometimes we forget to thank them. So I think that's very important. It's very important to write letters to the editor, for example. A lot of people read those letters and they're important.
Yeah, and we will accept them and publish them.
Absolutely.
It's very easy to do. You can email those.
Right. Email the commissioners, email the city manager, for example, and advocate. The other thing that I would like to say is, again, for some people it's very difficult to leave their car at home. People have families, people work in other cities, and it's difficult for them, right? But what we're encouraging is for people to leave their car at home just once in a while. If you live near a coffee shop, for example, walk to the coffee shop or ride your bike. Right? What about using public transportation or carpool? Right? So again, we see a problem with traffic. I think those problems can be solved not by building more roads, but by doing our own part, for example, carpool, right? Or if there's tell your friend to give you a ride or your spouse to give you a ride. And not only that, but you leave a space free, right? A parking space free. So the idea is to push, cars are fine, but it should be driven by people who really need to go somewhere, right? And maybe they can use that space, for example, instead of having a parking lot, maybe they can build a garden or plant a tree or something like that, right? So that's the idea.
So
one thing I would like to add also is the West Rail Trail. It's a big project that's going on, and what we're pushing is a trail, hike and bike trail only, from the old bridge, more or less, all the way to Wilmington. Okay, so that's a very important project that's been going on for a while, and we want to continue to advocate and support that.
Okay. Well, again, if you have views on this, take Edgar's advice and get involved. Start attending meetings, making your voice known, write letters to the editor. Thank you for meeting with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that's all we have for today's FYI Brownsville.